Hi everyone, this is Special K, Kevin Latch for the Black Flag Cast. And today I am talking with Mangaka-chan of the DeviantArt of the same page. How are you doing today?
Great.
Excellent. Would you like to tell my audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I am a biomedical researcher. I recently received my PhD, and right now I work as a postdoctoral fellow at an institute in California. I'm bilingual. I speak Mandarin and English fluently. And back in 2008, I got a chance to visit Japan for the first time. And it was a great experience, and I would love to go again.
Excellent. And would you like to tell my audience a little bit about your work, the reason for the season here, which is Sailor Moon, the future reunion?
Sure. So the reason why I started doing Sailor Moon Future Reunion was because back in, I believe it was 2013, around that time, Kodansha was re-releasing the Sailor Moon manga in the U.S. And I've read Sailor Moon as a child, and I've read the Tokyo Pop version, I've read the Taiwanese Mandarin version, and so I was very familiar with the manga. I could probably recite some of the arcs by heart. But I was like, oh, you know, they're re-releasing it. Maybe I'll go check it out. And since I'm a really big fan of the Sailor Moon Dream Arc, I decided to start from there. And just re-reading that just kind of brought back a lot of great memories and feelings that I had as a teenager about Sailor Moon. And that kind of got the plot bunnies in my head started again. And so that's when, like, an idea came to me about doing a story about Chibiusa as a teenager in the 30th century. And the reason why I wanted to do a story set in the 30th century because, for me, I've always found it really fascinating about the parts of a story about, you know, what happens in the future or what happened when things were, you know, off screen. So these are kind of the things that I always am interested in. And I just think there's a lot of potential for a story about her and the challenges that she'll face as the next generation of Sailor Moon. But in terms of getting the doujinshi started, I was really hesitant about it at the time, besides the fact that I was in graduate school at the time. And so I had my dissertation defense hang over my head. I'm also not a professional artist. I'm completely an amateur. I only ever took like one or two art classes in my entire life. And so thinking about the fact that this is going to be a long commitment and, you know, as an amateur artist, there's always that little seed of doubt about whether I can actually pull this off and if people will even like it. I was really hesitant about getting it started, but my muse being the creature that she is, she refused to let the idea go. And so I ended up doing some character sketches for the idea that I had in mind and decided to post them online just so people can kind of see and, you know, be like, oh, here, you know, this is my idea. Maybe if I get this out, then maybe my muse would stop bugging me about it. But once I posted online, the response was pretty tremendous. People are like, yeah, we want to see the comic. You should do a comic. And I was like, okay, well, in that case, I'll give it a shot. We'll see how this goes. And so that's pretty much how it all got started.
And what is the plot line specifically in general?
Not too many
spoilers.
Yeah, so Sailor Moon Future Reunion is set in the manga universe of Sailor Moon. There's not that many plot lines from the anime that crosses over. I try to keep things as within their original canon as possible. But in any case, so the story is set in the 30th century in Crystal Tokyo, and Chibiusa has now finally grown into a teenager like she's always wanted, and she's going clandestinely to high school with Hutaru, aka Sailor Saturn, as well as the Sailor Quartet. And so they all go by their civilian names, and Chibiusa is, as far as anyone around her could tell, besides her guardians, just a normal junior high student. And one day she goes to the park to work on a project for the school cultural festival. And she's working on her artwork and starts thinking about Helios, whom she met as a child in the 20th century. And that's when she meets a boy who looks a lot like Helios, and his name is Sho. And at first, Chibiusa thinks, oh, this is just some sort of coincidence. I must be getting things confused. But as the plot progresses, she begins to question if there really is more than just a coincidence at work, and what is the connection between Sho and Helios.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we, and I guess we'll leave that for the readers to find out. But yeah. Sailor Moon in general, you know, the manga and the anime, what, you know, why did you become involved with it, and what did you like about it the most?
It's almost like been so long. I've been a Sailor Moon fan for more than 20 years now, and so it's really actually hard to really start pinpointing why I first started watching it. I guess for the anime, at least, it was on TV, if I remember correctly, when I was a child. And I think, you know, it was just something. I was familiar already with the concept of anime because growing up, I came to the U.S. when I was 7 years old. And before that, in China, you were starting to see, like, Japanese animation appearing on TV. And they were releasing Chinese editions of certain Japanese manga. For example, my grandpa, he's actually in the publishing industry in China, and he had somehow gotten a hold of these, like, very early editions of the Chinese versions of Senseiya and Rama One Half. And those were the things that I read as a child. And so I was familiar with the concept of anime. And so I think maybe, like, as a child in the U.S., I was like, oh, this is something that I am somewhat familiar with, and something that I can kind of relate to. And for the manga, I started reading the Sailor Moon manga mostly because the American anime for Sailor Moon, they only show the first two arcs, and I desperately wanted to know what happened afterwards. And this is before the age of the internet. And as someone who was, like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old at the time, there was really no way you could know what happened beyond what they were showing on TV unless you somehow found the source material. And luckily for me, because I could read Chinese, I was able to persuade my parents to buy me the two volumes of the Taiwanese edition of the Sailor Moon manga, and I read that. And that's basically where it all started for me.
Very good. And I mean, what was your most memorable aspect of it? I mean, what was the thing that just, you know, made it so that, you know, when you got home from school, you had, or, you know, you got done with homework for the end of the day, you're like, I have to have my Sailor Moon fix.
I mean, for me, it wasn't, I feel like it wasn't so much about watching Sailor Moon to some degrees. Yes. I mean, obviously I enjoyed the show tremendously. But for me, like, there was always an aspect of, like, I want to find out what happened. And for the longest time, again, the later seasons of the anime, so the Super S arc, the S arc, you know, or otherwise in the manga known as the Dream arc and the Infinity arc, they were not shown on US TV for years. And the only way I could figure out what was going on was by reading the manga. And for me, it was like, you know, just like sort of this grand mystery of, like, what's going on? And I think that's really kind of like, I don't know why this particular series in general, like, kind of captured my attention so much. But I think for the manga, at least, I feel like it's the quality of the art, the flowy lines, and just the sort of very dreamy and romantic quality about it really attracted me. And so I think that it also had a really big influence on my style, because for the longest time, that was basically the style that I drew a lot of my inspirations from. And so sometimes, like, when I posted artwork online for Sailor Moon, I've had people say, oh, my God, it looks just like the manga. And that's really because, like, it's one of the very fundamental influences on my art style Sailor Moon has.
I see. And who is your favorite Senshi?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious. It would be Sailor Chibi Moon. I never really quite understood why people didn't like her in for the 90s anime, I guess. But I always just thought, again, the idea of that, you know, she's going to be a princess in the 30th century, and she's going to have her own adventure, her own romance. That's really sort of like what drew me in about her character.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about what do you think about her now new rendition that she's had in Crystal? Do you think that that's closer to the Chibiusa that, like, you know, you identify with more than the original anime?
Ironically enough, I actually have not watched Sailor Moon Crystal. And this is no fault of SMC by itself. It's really more because of the fact that the first two arcs of Sailor Moon has been shown so many different times on TV as a child for me that I've just become so bored with those two storylines that I just can't quite bring myself to watch it. So I think if Toei ends up actually doing the Infinity arc, the Dream arc, the Stars arc, I would jump in a heartbeat to watch those. But until those are confirmed, I'm sort of like, I've seen this before. Not really that interested right now.
You hear that, Toei? Get to work. All right. So, speaking of anime, you spoke about Ranma 1.5 and others. I mean, what other anime and manga are you a fan of? I mean, Sailor Moon, you've said, is not your only one.
Yeah. I mean, I tend to be pretty sporadic in watching series, especially now that since I started graduate school and working as a postdoc, I don't watch nearly as much anime as I used to back in college. But for the most part, I like shoujo and josei and seinen titles. And I also really like the artworks of Clamp and Kaoru Mori just because their art is so, so beautiful. I mean, I look at some of their work and I just think I am not worthy of looking at this. Go ahead.